Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Heartland Rock and Roll brings back Mr. Mellencamp. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend. He is an outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance. Yahoo.finance.com is how you find him. The author of a couple of outstanding books. Rick, thanks again for being here. You just got back from Cleveland. Did you learn anything? Was anything divulged or leaked? Or did you get anything through osmosis while you were at the GOP convention arena waiting, you know, as they're developing it down there, about the controversy, the potential a delegate controversy that could go on there and during the convention?
Well, I think the people running the convention desperately hope none of those things happen, because it would really throw a wrench into what they have to do. There are all these theories about what could happen to unbind the delegates, and maybe Trump doesn't get the nomination. The one huge problem with that whole scenario is if Trump doesn't get the nomination, who does? There is absolutely nobody who's an obvious understudy here. And anybody who thinks Ted Cruz could get it or would be a better candidate, I think, is smoking something. And Paul Ryan doesn't want it.
Well, don't forget Kasich. Now, Kasich stayed in. He stayed in until near the end.
You're right. But you don't get points for staying in till the end.
I agree. But I'm just saying you're asking me who would be the logical one and logical is probably a poor word to use because nothing about this is logical. But who would be the next person? You know, sort of like down the line. If we lose the president, how far down the line of the cabinet? You know, finally you get down to the Secretary of Agriculture, I guess, step in.
Well, I mean, Kasich, who might be logical because he appeals to you, but he doesn't appeal to a lot of other.
Oh, I agree. No, I just meant his standing in the campaign, in the primary.
Well, I mean, he still came in behind other candidates who dropped out a month or two before.
More states than Ryan did. He won more states than Romney did this time.
Well, if that's the way it goes, but
he has that. He actually has delegates. He actually has delegates.
Well, the convention has to end on Thursday night. If they can't just go on indefinitely if they don't have a nominee. So if this thing does get torn up, you're going to see whatever the program of speakers is. I think that has not yet been fully announced. But all of that they'll have to sort of tear up the script, and it will actually be dramatic viewing rather than all the canned presentations that we're used to seeing at conventions. So
one thing I can say is
the ratings will go up.
I believe that that as I've said many times before, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are not as good as Democrats. And if there's an opportunity to shoot themselves in the foot, the Republicans will find a way.
Well, I'll tell you why I think that is the case. It's because I think what has happened is the Republican Party is actually two parties at this point, trying to coexist as one. And I think the Democrats are actually just more united in terms of ideology.
Well, I agree with that. But also, Democrats do not go off the reservation. Republicans do.
Well, Bernie Sanders went off the reservation.
Yeah, he went off in their direction though. But you're right. No, you're right. He and Trump were both phenomena for this year. I agree with that. So all right. So you've been reporting on Mr. Trump a lot lately. What is the most important thing you think we should know about Mr. Trump in the time?
I've been focusing on his business. How does he really make his money? We've heard Hillary Clinton just started attacking him on his four bankruptcies, those four business bankruptcies.
Right.
And we're going to hear that we're going to hear that just about every day for the rest of the campaign and his business practices. I think Donald Trump is very successful because he has made a lot of money in business. And a lot of the media coverage has focused on the parts of his business that have failed, but a lot of it has succeeded. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to understand, well, the parts that succeeded, why did they succeed, and what is he actually really good at? And part of what I've gotten into is, you know, he's not really a developer anymore the way people think of a developer.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't really construct buildings anymore and handle the financing of the construction, the sale, the leasing, and so forth. He used to do that, and he kind of had a mixed record. I don't think he was such a great
right.
developer, to tell you the truth. Others seem to have been a lot more successful. He figured out how to put his name on everything.
He's a franchise owner, isn't he?
He is sort of like a franchise owner or a licensee, really, is what he is.
Franchise owner, that's what they are. Same thing,
and
yeah.
He has actually become very good at that. I mean, this is how he makes a lot of money. And he's tried a lot of different things in his career. I don't think you fault a business person for trying a lot of different things, even if some of them fail. I mean,
well, I'll tell you something. In terms of
your audience,
understands that my small business audience understands. I mean, I'm not enamored or in love with Mr. Trump as a candidate, but I will tell you this, and I do have some problems with his attitude post some of his bankruptcies. But
yeah,
I will say this. And out here on Main Street, he will not be faulted for trying and failing.
He won't. And I'll tell you what he's good at, and I'll tell you where his failures come from, as far as I could tell. He is good at traditional development in New York and around New York. Let's call it the Northeast.
Right.
And he's good at marketing the sort of luxury brands to an audience he understands.
Mm-hmm.
Where he has failed... He has failed when he has sort of drifted away from his core competency, if you will. So, you know, he was sort of the biggest name in casinos for a while, but he was a small name in the whole gaming industry.
As Inspector Callahan said in the Dirty Harry movies, a man's got to know his limitations. That's what we're thinking here. Quick break, right back with Rick Newman. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.